The hurdy-gurdy is one of Europe's oldest musical instruments, a kind of mechanical violin. It has keys like a keyboard. It also has a crank, which turns a wheel that vibrates the strings. All that creates melody and a drone at the same time. And the contraption is sometimes called a medieval synthesizer. Well, a Swedish duo named Hurdy-Gurdy has taken that idea of a medieval synthesizer literally. Chris Nixon has a review of their debut album.
When Stefan Brislin Ferner of the Swedish group Garmana first saw a hurdy-gurdy, he was captivated. That instrument belonged to a musician from another Swedish band, Hedin Garner. Now, 16 years later, they finally teamed up to make an album of hurdy-gurdy music with a new electronic difference. There's a raw, mournful beauty to the sound of the hurdy-gurdy that's emphasized by the underlying drones. But that's only one part of the equation here. Every single sound on this record, from the tiniest click to the fullest melody, even the rhythms, comes from the instrument itself, whether by accident or design. The musicians then cut up those sounds before processing and manipulating them on the computer. Some tracks offer an almost ethereal tension. Others, such as the ghostly Atmar, evoke ancient dances so strongly you can almost see the people moving in the firelight. Prototype is a triumph, not only of technique, but also of the imagination of the members of Hurdy-Gurdy. It's a fearless record, where the tradition is reinvented with an outer limits adventurism. If anything, those unnatural settings highlight the Hurdy-Gurdy's rough, unfinished sound. For once, you can truly say it's like nothing you've ever heard before. The Hurdy-Gurdy's back, and ready for the future.
We're hearing music from the Swedish duo Hurdy-Gurdy. Our critic is Chris Nixon.